Welcome again to Save Your Money, Save Your Teeth, the go-to podcast where curiosity meets dentistry straight from the experts. Our expert is with us again today, Dr. Clifford Yoderman from OptiSmile, and ready to take a deep dive into the world of dental care from a consumer's perspective. If you're looking to brighten your smile or just protect your wallet, we've got you covered with practical advice and the latest insights. So do stay with us as we uncover the secrets of maintaining both your dental health and also your finances. Dr. Yoderman, a big welcome back to you again.
Thanks. Thanks for having me back, and really looking forward to today's episode on digital dentistry. We've got two others next week and the following on the same subject, but today is an introduction to digital dentistry.
All right. So what is digital dentistry and why are so many people talking about it right now?
So at OptiSmile, we've actually trademarked our little tagline, which is leading digital dentists. And we had someone walk in the other day and said, what is a digital dentist? And also I've been looking on Google Trends and a lot of people are Googling digital dentistry. So I thought, you know, even though we've spoken a little bit about it, when we spoke about x-rays and scanners and Invisalign, we've sort of touched on it, but I thought we'd put together some episodes. So with your question, what is digital dentistry? You know, it's all about using cutting edge technology like 3D scanning, AI, computer aided design. You know, we use it to diagnose and to treat dental issues with higher accuracy, and people are excited because it can make dental visits faster, more precise, and often more comfortable. And in a world where tech is everywhere, digital dentistry fits right in, letting us offer better results and a clearer understanding of what's happening with your teeth.
Okay, and how does going digital reduce the fear and uncertainty also that most patients have about going to the dentist?
Great question there. So digital scanners and imagery means no more guesswork. Patients can see exactly what's happening inside their mouths, so there's less anxiety about the unknown. We spoke about that last week. We use, we have several iTero scanners. That's Invisalign brand of scanner, and it's got the iTero Health Suite. So every new patient gets some photos of their teeth, and then we do a scan, an intraoral scan with our iTero scanner. It's a very realistic 3D scan. We load it up to the cloud while the patient is getting their x-ray. The Oral Health Suite, we can show patients what their teeth look like. We move a little magnifier over the tooth, and it's got infrared imaging as well as actual still photos, which we can look at alongside our other photos. We can move the model around and have a good look. So instead of just saying to a patient, oh, you've got a cavity on the upper right, you know, behind that tooth up there, they can actually see it as if they're inside the mouth. Then, and often we only look at the teeth at the very end of the visit. We'll look at the digital scans. We'll look at the photos. We'll look at the x-rays. It's called co-discovery and co-diagnosis. You know, the treatments become more predictable. And when you can preview potential outcomes, it's easier to relax and trust the process. And we get real-time feedback from our digital x-rays, and you know, it cuts down on multiple visits and eases any lingering worries that people might have. We'll get into more of the tech stuff later on. I'm sure you've got more questions.
Yes, so let's talk about an intraoral scanner. Can it really replace those messy, uncomfortable impressions?
Absolutely. Intraoral scanners create a 3D model of your teeth, like I was saying. It's a simple wand-like camera with a little flashing light. In most cases, it's got a flashing light, and it goes around inside your mouth. There's no messy putty or goopy stuff that goes down the back of your throat. It's faster. It's way more accurate, so you're less likely to need another impression and another impression. So you spend less time in the chair. And like I said, the best part is you get to see a real-time visual of your mouth on the screen, which is both fascinating and reassuring.
Okay, and what is digital smile design, and how could it help me preview my future smile doctor?
So that's fantastic. We've done a whole episode or a couple of episodes on that. Digital smile design uses computer simulations and your own facial features to plan and to show you a digital markup of potential treatment. It helps patients feel more confident because you're effectively test driving your new smile before any work begins. And it makes it easier to communicate your goals, ensuring that we know what you want and that we both have the same vision for the final result. So very often I'll show patients their 3D mock-ups and they say, oh, I wish my front teeth could be a little longer, or I really want my eye teeth a little pointier, things like that. And it's really great because you can just correct that instantly in the digital realm before you 3D print any models or make any molds or before the lab does any ceramic work.
Are digitally crafted crowns and aligners truly more accurate than the traditional ones?
Oh, yes, you know, because digital tools capture your teeth's exact shape and alignment, and it reduces the chance of any errors from impressions. They've now shown, and we've seen clinically, that these scanners are just unbelievably accurate. Computer-aided manufacturing of inlays and onlays or aligners are very, very precise. And so these things will last much longer or fit better. For instance, if we make a bite plate for people to wear at night, they just pop into place. There's no, doesn't feel tight. It's not loose. Everything is perfect.
And let's talk about 3D printing. Does 3D printing in dentistry actually save me time or money, or is it just an industry buzzword?
No, actually, that's a great question, because 3D printing is going absolutely crazy right now, especially with dentists being able to purchase systems that are keyed in with the materials and all kind of a whole turnkey system. So it's no longer just for hobbyists. We brought in the first Sprintray Pro 2 printer from overseas, and we're just waiting on some of the latest resins. We'll be able to print 3D printed retainers for bleaching trays. We'll be able to make aligners, mouth guards. We've been printing models the last couple of weeks. We've always used, well, for the last at least 6-7 years, 3D printed models, but we were having to outsource this from the lab. We're now able to do it on the spot in 15-20 minutes. We can do a design and a mold. So fewer appointments. We'll be able to 3D print veneers, inlays, onlays. We can print 10 veneers in 10 minutes as opposed to milling them or waiting 2 weeks for a lab. This 3D printing is genuinely pushing the boundaries of speed and accuracy. We're just waiting on resin. It's called ceramic crown resin. It's very expensive. A little bottle, 250 grams, will cost us 15,000 rand.
Ooh.
But you only use about 7 grams per crown or veneer, so it will go a long way as long as we don't spill it by mistake and we got to get it in different colors. But that's the kind of investment that we've made in this material. And we'll do a special episode on 3D printing, because there's a lot of other stuff that I'm sure you've got questions about.
Okay, and how do digital tools personalize treatments for each patient's unique needs?
Oh, fantastic question. So every tooth alignment detail or bite pattern is mapped out with digital scans. So like we said, everything is custom. The real-time data helps us to adjust treatment plans on the spot. This can lead to fewer complications, less discomfort, a better overall experience. We've got a lot of AI tools. When we talk about x-rays shortly, I'll tell you about that. Yeah, it just personalizes everything for the patient. It's no longer an us and them situation.
And digital dentistry, would you say it's safer for children or those nervous about x-rays?
Yeah, so digital x-ray systems use very low radiation doses compared to traditional x-rays. I don't even know of any dentists still doing traditional x-rays. I'm sure everyone's gone digital by now. but that can be more assuring for parents and nervous patients. On the iTero for kids' teeth, we even sometimes won't even need to take x-rays because it's got near-infrared imaging or NIRI, which can find cavities early between the teeth with no radiation. Quick imaging, we can see the quality of the x-ray right away, and it's very quick, so there's less stress, you know, for people who are a bit wiggly or anxious adults. And everybody can see nice and big on the screen. We run our x-rays through AI, something called DiagnoCat, the 3D x-rays. We've done a whole episode or two on x-rays, but the 3D x-rays, we were able to get a full report that tells us where all the cavities are, if there's any infections, what your level of your bone is like, the condition of your root canals. It looks at 200 or 300 different points on the x-ray, and it gives the patient an instant, you know, second or third opinion right there. It is amazing. The patients love it.
Wow, okay. And digital dental records, scans, do they make life easier if I move or change dentists? I would imagine so.
Yeah, definitely. So we see a lot of overseas patients, or we've had a lot of patients that have moved overseas. We haven't had too many that have moved back to Johannesburg. It's usually the other way around. The ones that have moved from Johannesburg to Cape Town, which is happening quite a lot, we just send an email to the patient, which they forward to their dentist. And before you know it, we get their previous x-rays or scans. We specifically do video consults with patients in the US or in the UK, and we request scans. So before they even come, we know what's going on in their mouth, and it really makes life easy. When patients go or move overseas, or if they've come from Australia or UK, we will always send them their x-rays and scans. So when they get back home, they've got a full record of everything that's been done. It's really unbelievable. The comprehensive digital records ensure consistency, so your treatment, you know, is seamless no matter where you go.
And then finally, Dr. Yudelman, how do I find a dentist who's actually experienced in these new digital techniques?
I want to be a bit cheeky and say, why not just Google leading digital dentists?
Of
Hopefully
course.
We show up.
Yes.
there's keywords like digital smile design, which is actually a trademark of one of the companies, but it's a generic term as well. DSD is the trademark. So if any dentist has the word DSD, that's the trademark digital smile design. It's got like a little square around it. Some people have even become DSD clinics. You can look for things like the word scanner or the word 3D on the website. Any specific mention of training or certifications in digital dentistry or advanced technologies, check their websites for or social media for any patient reviews that mention digital workflows. Don't be afraid to ask questions during your initial consultation. A knowledgeable dentist will always be happy to explain how they use technology to improve your care. You could, if you're calling around, say, do you guys have digital x-rays? Are you going to use a scanner? Do you have a CBCT, a 3D x-ray? What other digital tools are you using? I think those are some keywords, things that you could ask if you just pick up the phone. Yeah.
Excellent. Dr. Yudelman, thank you so much for shedding some light on digital dentistry today here on Save Your Money, Save Your Teeth. That's it for another podcast. Thanks so much.
Thank you, and have a great week. And next week, we'll talk about the future and the benefits of digital dentistry.
Looking forward to it. Dr. Yudelman, once again, thanks so much. And also to our listeners, thank you for joining us. Remember, while we strive to provide valuable insights, always consult with your own dental professional for advice tailored to your personal health. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcasts also for more enlightening discussions, and join us again next time as we continue to explore the fascinating intersection of dental health and financial savvy. Until then, keep smiling and taking great care of your teeth.
Discover the world of dental excellence with OptiSmile. Join us for a weekly podcast featuring Dr. Clifford Udelman, a seasoned expert with 40 years of dental experience across four continents. Gain unique insights and expert dental advice by visiting optismile.co.za for articles that illuminate the path to optimal oral health. If you're seeking unparalleled dental care in Cape Town, get in touch with OptiSmile or book directly online on optismile.co.za. OptiSmile, where global expertise meets local care.